MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with our Dr. Christy Fullan, PwC economist. Christy, appreciate the time this morning. Your report, which came out looking forward to 2022, I must say, when I read it, and I thoroughly enjoy these reports, I'm that sort of a nerd. When I read it, it kind of struck me that, you know, it's not doom and gloom. It's also not excellent and booming. It's kind of a little bit middling, which is in some ways a bit disappointing. We would like to do better, but it is my sense that sort of middling where we're going to be over the course of this year. Is that a fair reflection?
I think that's very fair, Simon. This time last year, any kind of report like this would have been filled with lots of more uncertainty and probably more doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. 12 months ago, we hadn't even started with vaccines yet.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we're looking at sort of a post-lockdown economy very soon, where we will probably not see strict lockdown regulations again, which is very good news. At the same time, we're sitting with challenges like rising unemployment and load shedding. So it's that balance of good and bad news it's just a sobering reflection of what 2022 could look like, where we're looking and hoping for good news, but we're still facing a bunch of challenges.
Yeah. And the one that really struck me, you talk about real disposable income expected to grow 2.6% this year. That's alongside a GDP growth of 2.6%. My sense around that, I mean, obviously last year was a lot bigger, but that was a bounce off the 2020. The 2019 number was sort of sub 1%. Is 2.6%, I mean, is that saying that our consumer, the customers out there, that they're okay?
Well, I mean, it's a nice number in historical context. So this kind of growth number was, like you say, much lower before COVID-19. We are still seeing this year that we're going to be a bit of bounce back. As we have this post-lockdown situation, we know that restaurants and hospitality should do better. So it's not really, you know, a growth or sustainable growth. It's more a recovery from where we come from. So yes, the 2.6 number is looking relatively good. And I think for households, it's obviously good news. The problem is just that households are facing an uphill battle when it comes to quite a few things. We know that inflation has been elevated recently. Yeah. We know the MPC is sitting at the moment, and probably tomorrow afternoon they'll tell us interest rates are moving higher again. We know the petrol price was at 20 rand a litre recently. So that 2.6 number, while it's good, it's not going to be very satisfying for many consumers, I think, because in their day-to-day lives, they are facing all of these other elements that's telling them a 2.6 growth rate in my real household income isn't that great a number when you are paying more and more and more every time you fill up your tank.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And those petrol tanks are becoming massively expensive. Inflation, the last number was 5.9, as you said, MPC sitting and announcing tomorrow. There's inflation coming, you're expecting sort of around 4.6. In other words, probably we're at or near the peak and inflation is going to drift back to the middle of the band.
Yes, I think the recent numbers were quite elevated, as we've seen across the world, and they will probably be coming down again. There's obviously the risk of energy prices every time you think of this. So by energy prices, I both mean the fuel price and also electricity prices that go up each year that we still have to face with all kinds of uncertainty. I think that inflation will moderate in the first half of this year and get us back closer towards that 4.5 level that government is favoring. Irrespective of the fact that we see it coming back down again, we know interest rates will be rising quite significantly this year. The Reserve Bank has been saying that for quite some time, and their forward guidance is telling us to expect, let's say, about 5 rate hikes. They're going to probably stick with that 0.25 every time. It's probably going to be about 5, maybe more, maybe less. I mean, all of these decisions are based on data. So we're going to get an updated guidance from the Reserve Bank by tomorrow that will give us a better idea of what's happening. But most certainly interest rates rising over the next year or two. And it's not necessarily in response to inflation. It's more a case of we need to get back to where we were in 2019. And part of getting the economy back to where it was is also moving interest rates back to where it was. So that's their primary driver. They need to undo all of this monetary stimulus that we were given in 2021.
Yeah, I remember your point around that towards the end of last year, where it's not a response to inflation, it's about getting back to normality. Quick last question. IMF yesterday coming out saying, yep, growth in South Africa at 1.9% downgraded us. You're more optimistic, looking for about 2.6% GDP growth for this calendar year.
Look, it's very early in the year, and at this stage, it's the diversity of forecasts is quite wide, and that's the case of every calendar year. And it all depends on the assumptions you make. Whenever you do a forecast, you are assuming certain things. You are assuming certain numbers where you think they will be for the given year. So the IMF maybe is looking at more pessimistic global perspective than we are, for example. It's tough at this stage to really trade blows between different forecasts. I think the key thing is to just be able to know where the spread is and how good and how bad it could be when you're planning yourself as a business, for example.
Yeah, and to fair point on that, we haven't even had the Q4 number yet for last year. It's still very early in the year. Dr. Kristy Frillin, PwC economist, always appreciate the insights. And that's our question today on our LinkedIn and Twitter. What do you think GDP for this year will be, 2022? It's early to call it. IMF downgrading us. PwC saying we can do 2.6. IMF saying 1.9. Have your vote, have your say on our LinkedIn and Twitter pages. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.